Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Now on 963 Triple M, we are talking sport this morning. Barney and Milo are in the studio. KG is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, Barney and Milo on this Friday morning, fellas.
I tell you what, Ken, I was up at Unley Oval last weekend and the atmosphere was absolutely fantastic. Those girls are fantastic. And after the game, I mean, it was a struggle till three-quarter time and then their class blew them away. But at the end of the game, it was just fantastic. What they did, they didn't leave the ground. Captain Aaron Phillips was the last captain off the ship. Really, everyone in South Australia who supports it should go and see these girls play.
Well, Barney and Milo, it was a magnificent spectacle. You're right. Well, 7,700 went to Unley Oval, and the ground was in magnificent condition. And the ground itself certainly helps the women's style of football. And that was a fantastic spectacle. And their last quarter, there's no doubt that they are the warm favourites now. There's still a way to go, but they are the warm favourites to take out the premiership, and Matty Clark done a terrific job. But it was a fantastic spectacle, no doubt about that.
Now, the traditional male version is a week away, KG. Now, we've got to give the AFL a big tip. They haven't succumbed to the whinging of the coaches and everyone else, and there's no change to the runners' rule. And I tell you what, I think the coaches are starting to realise the impact of these new rules, and the leading players are going to have to start thinking and making decisions on the ground.
Well, they are, and I can see nothing wrong with that, Milo, to be quite frank. That adds to a player's sort of performance. I think these new rules are terrific. The only one that I don't like is the encroachment into the 50-metre arc. That is nonsense. A player being 50 metres, he's got to run like a bloody crab to get back out of the area, and they ping him again, and as we saw in the Port Adelaide North Melbourne game, 450-metre penalty kicks.
100 metres.
I don't like it at all. But other than that, I think we're going to see some high-scoring games and some free-flowing footy, which is terrific. And I tell you what, the Crows, they are flying at the moment. I know it's early days. I haven't kicked a ball in an anchor yet, but they're flying.
Well, their list's in good shape, isn't it, Barney?
Yeah, exactly right. Now, I'll tell you what, Ken, you know, football is football, and it's what's played on the ground, and then we talk about it. But it's also entertainment. And I'll tell you what, last night I saw an entertainer who came from football. His name's Billy Brownless. He was a great player for Geelong. But I'll tell you what, last night I saw a performance of stand-up comedy done by Billy for 2 hours, and it's as good as anything you'd have seen at the Fringe. He really has become quite an entertainer, hasn't he?
Well, he's a funny man. He's always been a funny man. Look, he's, apart from being a wonderful player, which he was for Geelong, there's no doubt that he's just a natural funny bloke, and I'd hate to see him disappear from our screen so far as the game of footy is concerned, because the game needs entertainment, needs entertainers, and I think in the past, because of the stringent rules and so forth, the game's lacked a bit of entertainment, but he is fantastic, no doubt about that.
Now, we'll go to the big international stage, Australian cricket. Yep. Do we start to get excited, KG?
Well, no, we don't. We look, what they did in India was fantastic. That was super stuff, chasing down big targets and doing what they did against a very talented side. We've just got to put the brakes on at the moment. We've got the World Cup coming up. Then we've got the Ashes series in England. We've got Warner and Smith coming back. I'll be keen to see how that unfolds, whether there's any repercussions. But look, there's a lot to be excited about, but I wouldn't be going over the top at the moment. Just hold your horses and wait till things unfold, guys.
Now, there's a few things to shake out of racing at the moment. That horse being withdrawn from the Adelaide Cup just at 5:30 in the morning and a few other things. I think we're going to see some things happening down the track with racing to clean it up, because there's always a problem of people trying to get an edge which may not be quite within the rules.
Well, Barney, racing in South Australia, and I love my racing, I love having a bet, has got its problems, and we've got to sort it out, because we're losing top riders, top trainers. The Adelaide Cup was a huge success, so that's a positive, but we've got to get our house in order, and it's not in order at the moment. No way.
Now, back at home, your beloved Redbacks, what's the forward plan for next season? Clean out and bring in some of the new Futures League youngsters, including our own Patrick Page, who's in the squad from Mount Gambier.
Well, they've had a terrible couple of years. There's no doubt about that. And to succumb as they did in Brisbane wasn't good, guys. And what do you do? Look, I've got no doubt it needs a long, hard look at the at a number of things. The personnel, do we need changes there? Jamie Siddons, Timmy Nielsen, they'll all be under the microscope, and so they should be, because what's happened in recent times is not good for South Australian cricket. And what they did in selection to young Callum Ferguson was to me, not the way to handle a player at all. It was, to drop him as they did was terrible. No doubt about that.
Well, one more minor round game for the AFLW girls.
I hate this bye.
I tell you what, and then the finals, I tell you what, everyone should get on board, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good on you, Barney Milo. Have a good week, guys. It's going to be a great season. See ya.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.